All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Keto 911 podcast. I am your host, Daniel, your Keto EMT. Man, yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that I get everybody who needs to be involved, involved. So I know it's been a minute. Glad to have you all back. Glad to see, well, everybody's coming back as they should. So everybody knows that I do keto, hence the name of the podcast, and I wanted to change things up for this year. I wanted to have a broader discussion. Of course, I'm going to have my healthcare professionals back. Of course, I'm going to get some great, great content and study time for you. But every now and then, we got to be a little bit ignorant and do and talk about the thing that we all love the most, and that's food. And the best way that I could think about doing that is getting my brothers, my homies, my squad, you know, from an amazing group. A lot of y'all don't know about it, but you're about to hear about it. It's called Squares at the Table. So I'm not going to run my mouth the entire time, even though I do that enough. I'm going to bring on two esteemed good brothers and good friends of mine from Squares at the Table, Mr. James Scott and Mr. James Dixon, a.k.a. DJ Thumper. But you're going to find out in just a second. So here we go. Yeah.
Love that intro, bro.
What's up, man?
The troublemakers are here. We are here.
Yes, sir.
So, as far as introductions go, I think we have to go to the person with the most. Listen to do like this. James, can you tell us what Squares at the Table is about? I'm sorry.
All right,
Grand Poobah.
James. There you go. I'm just glad I got nice weather today.
Hey, you know, I had to make it happen. Special occasions, not every day. Don't get used to it. We still got summer to go to. I'm trying to squeeze out the last little bit of this cool weather.
Yeah.
Most definitely. All right, y'all, man. My name is James Scott. I'm the current junior warden of Mount Bonnell Lodge number 2 here in Austin, Texas. So I am one of the co-founders of Squares at the Table. Along with the rest of the crew, shout out to Michael Vaughn, Jerry Marvel, Donnie Yancey. I know they haven't made it on yet. So, Squares at the Table. It started off as a joke, which turned into me ever since trying to get payback, which I have failed every time so far. So, it started off with me and James Dixon. We'd go out and get something to eat every now and then. I would never forget. He was like, James, I got you. I got you this time. I was like, yeah, whatever. So he's like, let's go to Niners Grill in Houston, Texas. He said, I got you there. I said, bet. We went to Niners Grill. He's like, get this burger. I said, right, it's nothing. I don't remember what happened after that. I just remember waking up and it's still like half a burger. So ever since then, I've been trying to get this man back. So the next time we went to, this is when we had everybody, and you know, we had a whole bunch of other brothers. We went to Sparkles Burger. I went there a few days before and created a meal that was the J.J. Watt special, double meat, double cheese, fries, and a drink. It was like $5 and some change. I was, and the patties were big. I knew I had them this time. The burger, you couldn't even close the box. I was like, this is it. This is the one. Uh-huh. All I remember was I was the only one who didn't finish his food. So from there, we ended up having like serious conversations, right? You know, about stuff, you know, since, you know, we're all Masons. It wasn't just masonry, just stuff we wanted to do. And then the fellowship. Next thing you know, we had a crowd of brothers showing up to stuff, which was like eye-opening. Like brothers who, and like their wives, or, you know, friends, like people that I knew were introverts, they were coming out to kick it with us. Then we turn around, we see, you know, we put something out about, you know, giving a turkey to a needy family one year. We turn around, we see people in other countries following, doing the same thing. So now we're like, okay, this is something. This is something for real. And so, you know, I got a good group of guys, man. I mean, these are my best friends. And it's like whenever we find something food-wise, like a food challenge, it's like it's been my mission for the last, 10 years to fail this man. It has not worked yet. And I will not give up. That started off as like the whole purpose of Squares at the Table, to give James Dixon an L, and it has turned into a multinational group of people who enjoy fellowship, food, and coming up with solutions to problems, all while giving me places to send James Dixon to give him this L, which I have yet to be successful. But we will not
on that, my man. Always,
we will not give up on our mission. But yeah, man, it's been a while. We've been at this, man. I love you, brothers, man. And man, that's what we've been doing.
Yeah, it has been one incredible journey for myself, man. Oh, by the way, I'm James Dixon, Maple Leaf number 147 in Houston, Texas. I also, aka DJ Thumper. And my man, yeah, he told the story. He did it better than I could. And I can tell you now that, yeah, it built from there, it grew from there, and it's still growing. So for me, I think that it's going to be something that's even bigger. I mean, we focus a little harder and get everybody involved. And one of the things is that, no, I won't take an L. I think he knows that. But
it's coming.
Because of, you know, you've been saying it for 10 years now, so we'll see. But you keep that same energy.
Yeah. This is my year. This is my year. This is my year. This is my year.
Oh, man. January 1st is always his favorite day. I mean, that's what he looks forward to. Not Christmas, not his birthday, not his anniversary. January 1st, because that's going to be his year to give me my L, but it hasn't worked yet. But it's best that we do all get together. And, you know, even though it's a little difficult at times, but I'm certain that we're going to go, you know, visit more places. I'm going to find, you know, make more time and try to have a larger effort as far as, you know, giving back and trying to make sure other people have that same idea and we can keep moving it forward.
Awesome.
Yes. And big shout out to Daniel Sales, man. Daniel Sales came in when I met Daniel Sales, man, he literally took this group to another level, man. And then the fact that we're all in different spots now. You know, I'm out here in Austin. He's in Tyler, but it's like he's really been the glue between all of us, man. We're still in the same city, and it's been incredible, man. So big shout out to Daniel, man. Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Now don't be saying that because y'all want nice weather.
I was just about to go outside, so I was kind of hoping for a little. No, okay, never mind.
It's gonna rain. Just 75. Just 75, man. That's all we need.
Look, Dixon, you in international waters. I gotta get on the schedule with you because I don't know where you are half the time. You may be over in the Gulf of Mexico or the Maldives or Italy.
He's right over the Marianas. He's over the Marianas Trench right now.
Seriously.
Who told you?
Look, he still gets his stuff flown into him by helicopter, just rich.
By helicopter.
Yeah. It's right over there behind the camera. Y'all know that.
That has been confirmed.
Mm-hmm. So since everybody's doing the formal interviews, I guess I might as well do mine. Everybody, I'm Daniel Sales. I'm the host of Kid Number One Podcast, and I'm also, I am the worshipful master of Fred Douglas Lodge, number 111 here in Tyler, Texas. You know, I always looked at my past master and I was like, you know what, man? Why are you so stressed out? Why are you so tired all the time? I get it now. I sure do get it now.
Man, that side of the room is definitely different.
Boy, it is. It's one thing sitting as a secretary seat, making sure everything is good. Now I got a secretary and he's like, Negro, you better call me. You better text me. You better stay with me. He's gonna be watching this too, and I'm gonna watch him. He's like Richard Pryor with the pen. and does not, and I repeat, does not hold back. But I love my brother Chris, man, and I love everybody. But yeah,
shout out to Chris.
Yeah, shout out to Chris, because he's gonna cuss me out. Right, he sure will. He'll text me and say, "Bro, you don't love me no more." I'm like, "No, you don't. Sure don't." But yeah, man, Squares at the Table has been something. It was created by Masons. We all Prince Hall Masons. We got Jerry. He's a member of the Grand Lodge of Texas. Donnie, he's also a Prince Hall Mason out of Houston. Man, we just all so happened to fall into friendship with this, man. We all love food. We all, you know, everybody picks on me because I try to do the healthier options. Try to.
I'm back. Our weather depends on it.
It does. Because if I'm groggy, everybody gonna suffer. But
why do you think that window is closed? I don't want everybody to see what's going on out there. Right,
don't want to see it.
They sent me what y'all had on the menu. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody gonna catch it. Everybody gonna catch a fade today. Nobody's safe. But man, it's just been something that from where it grows, we have a Facebook group with this now, and we've had it for a couple of years to where it has well over 1,000 members in that group, from everything from regular folks to Masons from multiple jurisdictions and countries, even to where, you know, we have our foodie discussions where, you know, we love our food. We talk about different things, you know, brothers highlight restaurants or their own businesses for what they do when it comes to that, man. And just to see how much has grown in our friendship that we all share together has been just nothing but amazing. And I'm more than thankful for it. And I know it's been a couple of years since we've all seen each other personally, but I know when we do get together again, one, the weather will be perfect. And two, we're going to be ignorant. We're going to be ignorant. And I will make sure that I am there in some shape or form.
You're going to throw us out, man.
You know, I will make sure I will be there some shape or form to make sure Dixon gets his ale for the first time.
Oh, no, I got two on one. Okay. Don't make me use that old line. I take 7 MCs, put them in a line. Had 7 more brothers who think they can run. It'll take 7 more before I go for mine. And that's 21 of y'all ate up at the same time.
Yep, that's about it. That's about it.
I don't lose. All I do is win. See, I'm winning right now. Water.
Yep. Water. Mm-hmm. Had it flown in from Madagascar, you know, just yeah, rich people.
Of course.
So, you know, in the spirit of what we do as far as foodies, you know, I gotta know, you know, put your food, your best food places on the map for the people who are watching to know where to go. You know, I'll start with Dixon because he's international right now, so he has to pick maybe one or two countries.
I'll say it's still our country, but one of the main foods I would suggest trying was I was in Puerto Rico, and of course the mofongo was like definitely everywhere, but that was the one plate or the one item stuff that I loved. I don't think anybody's made that, like, or they don't really have a place that we can go to here for that. But my specialty will always be like barbecue restaurants and barbecue places. Now, I know people travel most of the time, they go to Austin or some people even in Dallas, but there's a very small place that's located in Victoria, Texas, and it is called Mumford's Barbecue. It is always in the top 100 in the Texas Monthly top 500 barbecue places. I could only suggest that place because, again, even though I know we do keto, because I just keep it keto when I go there. I literally do. I'm just saying the weather's still great. But when I tell people to go out and about, you know, it's the crossroads. Victoria is the crossroads. So it's 2 hours from pretty much everywhere, be it Austin, be it Houston, be it actually where I'm at now, which I can't undisclose. But it's 2 hours away from there. I like different foods. Again, when I was in Aruba, I had a ton of the oxtails. I think maybe the absolute best had to be in St. Croix, which was our conch. And It's all different types of food. So, I mean, you know, I encourage people to have their friends join this page and be able to, you know, just see a lot of the different type of foods, the recipes and locations, you know. And a lot of people, the first question I got was, well, do I have to be a Freemason? I'm like, no, it's for, you know, all everyday conversation. And the main reason I would bring it up to them is because they would put out the food that they, or, you know, they got pictures, or they'll talk about it when I'm on the vessel with them. And I'm like, okay, well, send me a picture. And I'm like, oh, well, by the way, you should, you know, really look onto this page. And now we have more and more members. So I'm just hoping to encourage that. But as far as food goes, my favorite place, I don't care where I'm at. I don't care when I touch down, be it helicopter or plane. Don't start. When I touch down, I shoot straight to Mumford's Barbecue in Victoria, Texas. That's my suggestion.
Awesome. Okay. So we got Victoria, Texas. If y'all don't know where that is on the map in Texas, it's Southeast Texas. So it's south of Houston, about 2 hours. And then if you go another hour and a half to hour 45 minutes, you'll hit Corpus Christi. So kind of look at the parallels where that is on the map. I know Victoria very, very well. So
yeah.
Come on, James, what you got?
So I got two spots for you. The first spot is a newer one called With My Soul. It's a soul food joint in Cedar, Texas on 11416 FM 620. So if you're ever in the Austin area, hit that spot up. Go early, because if you go in the evening, the line is out the door every day. The chicken wings, the mac and cheese is what you're going to end up fighting somebody over. Definitely go for the mac and cheese. The chicken wings, the greens, they have these glory green egg rolls. Don't judge it. It's good. It's awesome. The couple, they're a pretty young couple. It's them, their daughter works there. They're friendly. When I got there the last time I went, they said it was a 45-minute wait, right? We were set down eating in 20. So that kind of gives you an idea. They don't play around. And for them to be, you know, a black-owned company, and they've gotten popular quick. I think they've only been open like 2 years, and the line's out the door. So that's my first suggestion. The other one is the Gossip Shack. It's a wing play. Now, you'll notice out here in Austin, we have spots. We have these little spots that you won't find anywhere else, right? The other one is a wing spot called the Gossip Shack. Now, they have huge wings, but the thing that makes them interesting is how they mix their flavors, right? You'll get like a barbecue wing dusted in like a ranch powder. Who does that? And so when you look at the menu, you're like, oh, heck nah. But when you try the wings, it's like, oh my God, this is good, right? They have two locations. The main one is here in Pflugerville, and they just redid it. They just redid the place. It looks awesome. It's a little hangout spot. I plan on going there tonight. Don't judge me. But hey, those are my two spots. They're both new spots. They're no older than 3 or 4 years old. So they're both newer spots. And so I would definitely recommend those two spots.
Awesome. Now, before I give into mine, y'all don't judge me. Y'all gonna judge me. Don't take my black card. I have never had oxtails.
Bruh. Get them. Get them.
See. I don't know if the Wi-Fi signal cut for him to say something like that online, but I'm just.
He had to be something. Account guy hacked us something, man. What?
I've never had oxtails.
This is not Daniel Sales. This is Devon Sales, man. This ain't no way.
Word.
Oh my. Y'all not gonna let me live this down.
No, hell no. I better have good weather the whole week.
Yep. You owe us this one. You owe us this one. We worldwide now, baby. We worldwide. You done put it out there for us now. So
you put it out there, man. You what?
I'll get you taken care of. Okay, now that should be your first priority to go to a place. You were over near Dallas, right?
Yeah, about an hour and a half east of Dallas. So
okay, then this
place that say that they do it. They say that's the place that they do it, but I got to make sure I got the right people to
man. Do it. Right, homework. Wait, that is your homework.
That is my homework. Okay.
Get on okay. Immediately. There's no way.
So we're gonna move on so that way y'all don't keep popping on me. Y'all gonna make the whole episode about me.
You know what? My old manager at my old job. He, Hispanic guy. He never tried oxtails before. We all looked at him crazy. He went and tried some immediately. Loved it.
Yep.
Loved it.
All right, so if anybody out there is watching, I take donations of food. Intermittent fasting, so I got
to
eat once.
Oh, no, I'm about to bless you because you're going to take yourself to one of those places. All I need to know is the name. It's going to be prepaid for when you walk through the door. You give me the name.
How far are you from Fort Worth?
About 2 hours, about
1.5 hours, 45. Man, I'm gonna need you to go to Stormy Mondays. You already know the spot.
I already know the spot. They took care of us that year. Woo, boy, we couldn't even go back into midwinter session because we were so tired.
We were asleep in the car.
Sleep.
Wow.
And the bad part is Grand Lodge is across the street.
We walked over there so fast. But we shuffled.
They all know way what they're doing
because we were so full.
We shuffled. We dragged them. That.
That was. Yep. Never mind. Point taken. I know I need to make a trip.
Yeah, dude.
So, I'm gonna call her before you go. This young man has been in your establishment. They did, man.
I
went and created a whole meal that's on their menu today just to get James Dixon. And it didn't work.
It's all right. It's 2024 now. We're going to make some changes. He's going to catch his L. Okay, so my locations. Y'all name barbecue spots, so I'm going to name a barbecue spot and a homegrown location. So the first one I got here in Tyler, Texas is called Stanley's Barbecue. Stanley's Barbecue. They're located over here by where our hospitals are, and their restaurant is like in the curve of trying to get to us. So it's like, it's an interesting spot because you got to make sure that you turn in just right so that way you can get into the parking. But they stay packed all day. They stay packed all day. And even during the pandemic, man, they didn't even shut down. They were still busy. I mean, packed.
Sheesh.
So we kind of like, figured out, so we can't park right there. There's a Church's Chicken that got shut down, so we just kind of like park next to it. We just can't park there too late, because
we know why. We're aware.
Free car.
Yeah. Just
volunteering your vehicle for everyone. Just right there.
They came for the chicken and left with a car.
Seriously. Go with a group. But it's not a bad area. Tyler, Texas, I love you. It's not a bad area. Mm-hmm. But they got some of the great, like some serious good barbecue. They have, stuff called the mother-in-law, the ex-wife, the mother clucker, I think is one of them. They got sweet heat pickles. So they're sweetened without the sugar and everything. They marinate them. Then they put that nice little I don't even know what the peppers that they use, but it's sweet heat. So it's like they're Kool-Aid pickles almost. But then once you start to eat them, then that heat kicks in. Love them, man. They're amazing. Amazing. Outside of that, I got to give a shout out to my boy, Andwelly Shepherd. That's my frat brother from my chapter in Phi Beta Sigma. He has Oh yeah, we forgot to do them too. We're gonna plug that in a minute. He has a catering company called Shepherd's Eats. And when I say that brother right there throws down, he had like a it was a greens gumbo. So it was like a gumbo with the actual greens mixed up into it, and he gave you a nice little brick of cornbread to go with it. he brought it to my job, and I actually acted like Smeagol from Lord of the Rings, and I was like, "It's the precious. It's the precious." I'm like, I felt every bit of fat boy in me dipping this daggum brick of cornbread into this bowl to get the juice and then eat it. Man, yeah.
Is what you're saying. You were just sopping it up.
Mm. I never drank the juice from Greens like Kool-Aid ever in my life before.
Bruh.
That day. I sure did.
Wait till he tries oxtails. Wait till he tries oxtails. He's gonna be doing the same thing. Same thing.
Facts.
Like I said, that man, he caters and everything. He does event planning. He had a little spot to where he had like the live music, the jazz. Shout out to my other brother James Cook too, and his wife, his wife, because they put that whole thing together. They had live music, entertainment, and then they did the food. I'm like, hold on, you gonna feed me too while I listen to live music? Yeah. Whenever the next one is, and we can coordinate schedules, we gotta come on up here and we do the thing. But yeah, I'm man, that's, those are my spots. So Stanley's Barbecue, that's an A1 spot out here. And then my boy Andwelly with Shepherd's Eats, man. Now he did a review with me tasting this food. I'll share that to the group so that way y'all can see me in all of my fatness. this was me pre me getting back on keto. So yeah, you can see my extra belly and everything in that. So that was something else. Yeah, y'all don't judge me. It tasted good. It tasted good. So going along with this, you know, so some of the places that we listed were some of the good places in our areas. Victoria, Austin, and the area, of course, East Texas. There's plenty more. I didn't get a chance to talk about Carter's Barbecue in Longview, Texas, man. That was a family-owned business. And that place right there, you gain weight by walking in. That food was so good. But I'm talking about some of the best barbecue out there. That and the butcher shop. What are some of the overrated places that you guys keep hearing about that everybody says are so good, but then when you get there, you might catch a case?
James, you go first.
All right, babe. All right, man. Everybody get together. 1, 2, 3. Franklin's. Man, look. I'll give it to him. The brisket's all right. The brisket's not bad. Everything else throw it away. That's number one. Number two. This is what he does. He makes just enough to make it look like, oh, y'all, we're stupid busy. And the line, who's standing out there at 6 o'clock in the morning for some barbecue? Not me. And it's not that good, right? Mm-hmm. I am a Terry Blacks man. The line is out the door, around the corner. It starts at the barbecue pits. He has a separate building just for the barbecue pits. And there's like 10 of them in there. So you can see the product from start to finish. The line is long. The line is, it's intimidating, but it moves fast as hell. It moves fast as hell. But Franklin's, I mean, as popular as he is, I don't get it. The brisket, I will give him the brisket. Okay. Do I feel it's worth ordering in January so you can pick it up in June? No. His brisket is good, but everything else, trash. It's mid at best. So if you're in the Austin area, and Austin, it's all people talk about, oh, Franklin's, he's on TV, and I'm Franklin's. No, if you come to the Austin area, immediately go to Terry Black's or go to Black's Barbecue. Now, here's the link. The people who started Black's Barbecue, their nephew started Terry Black's. So it is the same family. And we have a Black's Barbecue here in Austin. Don't go to that one. That's not the one you want to go to. You go to the one. That's the one you want to go to. Out there by Green, Texas. Again?
You kind of broke up a little towards, bit. Green. Yeah, Green. Yeah.
Okay. It's out there by Green, Texas. Go to the original. All right. You're going to fight somebody for some of that food, I guarantee you. But Terry Blacks, right? Dallas just got one, all right? So go bless yourself. Go be a blessing and try out Terry Blacks. But Franklin's Barbecue is I got it. I tried it. Let's rate it 1 through 10. It's a 4. Definitely, man.
All right. Well, I'll jump in. I'll jump in with the barbecue thing. And again, only reason I say this is because, you know, it was the same process. I remember going to the place right before it opened. It was in Pearland. I went there. I didn't know what time, you know, they opened or whatever. I'm standing at the line, and within 3 minutes, I turn around. It's like 40 or 45 people behind me. I just happen to be first in line. So I go in and I get a plate of food, and it's, you know, I guess, you know, what they call barbecue there. I'm sitting there and I eat. I know I sometimes come off snobby, but, you know, I don't really do sauces. And it's supposed to taste great without the sauce. And so I just, you know, get the barbecue. But the name of that place is Killian's Barbecue. If you ever heard, I think they started in Austin or originated in Austin. And it wasn't good. Now, right down the street from them, less than 2 miles away, is a place called Central Texas Barbecue, which just dominates the league when it comes to barbecue in Texas. And yet and still, everybody lines up over at Killian's because that's what they do in Austin also. So I feel you on that. But I will say this, and do not even attempt to touch my black card, but one of the places that I have issues with, I love all of them. Well, one in particular, it's near TSU, I believe it is, but it's Frenchie's, the chicken, right?
Well, I miss them. I'm going to cry.
Well, don't cry so hard because they built one over off of Fuquay, which is about 12 miles away. It's not the same. I don't know what that is.
But you don't go to the satellites. You never go to the satellites. You always go to the original.
Yeah. Go to the original. But yeah, Killian's Barbecue is just, they built it up, made it, I guess, look like it's supposed to. I mean, it's all fancy, but I sat down and again, it wasn't it.
So. They built a Freddy's down here in Tyler. Okay, not a Frenchie's.
Wait, no, they got a Frenchie's in Longview.
Yeah. Haven't been out there. So one of the ones that's out here in Tyler since we ragging on barbecue spots. Okay, so we got a place out here called Spring Creek Barbecue. Food looks amazing. There's no seasoning. There's absolutely no seasoning. I know that they have a smoker. I know they have that. I know there's the illusion or the, you know, I don't know if they're trying to salt bay the seasoning. I only been there once, twice, and the last time that I went was like 16 years ago, and I don't even care if they got new staff. I'm just, bro. They like, who got Spring back in the day when they used to bring Spring Creek to work? I just won't eat. I won't. I'll protest.
I have a question for y'all, but do y'all have Bill Miller's out near y'all areas?
No, and I'm
a who?
I haven't had a Bill Miller.
We have a who?
Since I was in San Antonio.
Bill Miller's, just don't.
Bill Miller's. I am within walking distance of Bill Miller's.
Do that thing and keep walking. don't go. You're gonna be mad at me.
I don't even look at it. He's doing too much. You can get barbecue, chicken,
fried chicken,
cereal. he's doing too much.
Almost, man. Pop tarts, whatever you want, man. They trying.
Whatever. He's doing too much. Mm-hmm. Now they do have a location that does breakfast tacos. I'll rock with those.
Those are good. Yeah, the breakfast tacos great. The fried chicken's awesome. Don't get the side dishes because, I mean, I've seen Kraft macaroni and cheese. You may as well just eat that out of the box if you don't. You know, don't do it. No. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. I went in there and I knew I blew a good $22 just for myself, and I'm like, okay, I kind of want all of my money back and a refund for everybody behind me. Don't do that.
See,
it was bad.
Now, in 2003, 2003, when I was in San Antonio touring with the Drum Corps International, Revolution Drum and Bugle Corps, we went to a Bill Miller's. I got myself a tea cube because you can get a big old thing of sweet tea in a jug. It was in a jug that was in the shape of an ice cube. And that food was good. 20 years ago. And then ever since I asked, and I'm talking about we ate good that day. I don't know because we was training for about 10, 12 hours and all food tasted good, but it was good that day. But 19 years later,
I grew up in a barbecue. I grew up in a barbecue household, man. That was scary. Like, I was scared when I sat down and ate it. I was like, oh, God, that didn't happen.
I lost all faith.
Just a word to the wise.
Pop-Tarts. When you said cereal and Pop-Tarts, I was like, yeah.
Bro, you can get anything you want from that place, man. They're a barbecue place. But you can get everything in there.
Oil change, tune-up, realignment.
All through the drive.
Oh, that's the new one. Yeah, they just it's over there.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. Some of these places, they be trying to act like I'm like Spring Creek. I'm like, hey, no, don't do it. But hey, there's some folks who like unseasoned food that will rock with it. And I was like, and they be giving some great reviews talking about your race Spring Creek of 4.1. I'm like, not any friends of mine that say that. That's
the Bill Millers
of this area. Don't do it.
Don't do it. I carry a can of Tony Satchery's with me for that occasion. You know what I mean?
You got to. I'm like, y'all don't even offer hot sauce. Don't even offer hot sauce. Like, who does that?
Spot? Yeah. Cholula something.
Texas Pete. Louisiana hot something.
I'll even take the stuff they put on the beer, the beer salt. Yeah. I'll take that.
Something.
Anything. Yeah.
Something. It's bad when you gotta take your own stuff from your own house and then come there and then seize your own food. Like, is that all? Yeah, it's good. And you just, never mind. We gonna move on.
Yeah. I knew a lady, she would keep salt and pepper, you know, those little salt and pepper packets. She would go back up to the counter and put it in and mix it in, and would nobody in there be upset?
Just sit up there, like, you need some help? Yeah, no, y'all do. Y'all need help.
Y'all need some help.
It ain't me. I am not the one to blame here.
You should hate yourself right now. Just hate
yourself.
Yeah. So, a lot of people on Facebook world, social media world, we need to give them some context because nobody really understands how food affects the weather. People hear about it all the time. And they're like, you know, you got my boy, shout out to Kenneth Lottman, Seth, who else? Seth Sprinkler, Who else knows about it? Does Ricky Cox know about it? I know Brad Billings knows about it. Every night.
I wonder about that. What's his name? Kadim Lowe or Kadim Lowe? Yeah,
Kadim. Kadim. He's been jumping big on. Shout out, Kadim.
Shout out to our other brother, Andrew Murray.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
So if who wants to go into how weather.
We both got this one.
I know.
I don't think you know.
Go ahead.
I don't think you know how big this has gotten, man. This has become a multinational, multi-jurisdictional thing. Where, so, what had happened was a few years ago, we were eating bad. We were eating some things we shouldn't have been eating at the time, and Daniel said, if y'all keep eating this, I'm gonna give y'all some bad weather, right? We laughed about it, but like for like a week straight, we had bad weather, right? And I blamed Daniel, and so did the Prince Hall Grand Lodge of Texas, and so did the Grand Lodge of Texas, and so did the Grand Lodge of Texas. I mean, the grandmaster was condemning his actions. And then brothers from Florida joined in. Then brothers from New York joined in. And so now, every time there's bad weather, we blame Daniel first. As God to step in.
Yep.
And then every year during the Grand Lodge of Texas elections, they put out the results of the elections and they make sure to let us know somehow, some way, Daniel Sills got reelected as the Grand Weatherman.
Sure did.
They even created a jewel for him. But every year we have the biggest complaints about the weather from Daniel. It started from a joke. Now it is a multi-jurisdictional. We all came together and we're on your behind about this weather.
And it's all recognized. All right. It's all recognized just, now. It's all recognized.
I'm just asking, for invitations to y'all's grand sessions. I don't need no grand honors. Nothing of the sort. I just want to sit amongst the craft, amongst the brethren. I can tell you now,
what really made me believe that, and I knew that it was real, only when this happened. Now, I know I was somewhere far away, and there was no way he could have control over where I was located. That's impossible. And I remember going out, coming back to my hotel, and I ordered a medium pizza. There's no way he knows that, right? I'm sitting there, and again, it was somewhat medium, close enough. But I'm sitting there, and I ordered, but I'm going to tell you, I went in. I called James Scott and told him, he was like, what are you up to? I'm like, man, just sitting up here chilling because I saw you and that, because you and Daniel were actually hanging out, but you had left already. And I called to see how y'all were doing, and because you were driving back. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm talking. And he's like, so what are you doing? I'm like, dude, I just got this pizza. It's like the last pizza inn that they have out here somewhere, and I ate the pizza. Now, mind you, it was nice and sunny and awesome like it is today. Within 30 minutes, those clouds were blacker than me. The rain was coming down like somebody opened up the shower in my whole hotel room. And I'm standing there, literally did the slow thing while I'm eating the pizza, slowly dropped it down. Like, that's impossible. And the weatherman is on TV saying clear skies. Mm-hmm. The weatherman on TV saying clear skies. That's when I looked at the pizza. I put it back in the little box and I set it to the side. I went and curled up in my bed and stared at it for like 4 hours. Like, that didn't just happen.
I remember being at work. And I had Daniel on. We were video calling and I'm just going in on a burger, man. And Daniel was like, oh, that's what we're doing? Right? I'm like, Daniel, I'm at work. It's the middle of summer, bro. It is clear skies. The sun is coming down. Swear to God, finish my burger, say bye, Daniel, get off my phone, walk outside, it immediately started raining. And I had to walk all the way to the other side of the plant. Came in, soaking wet. And what's so kidding about it, as soon as I walked back in the door, the rain stopped within 2 minutes. You know how mad I was.
Look, in my mind, this is what happens when I get them notifications about what y'all eating. I'm like, yeah, say less. It's all home. Say less. Bet. That's how we want to be today. Bet. That's all right.
I could just see him logging into a computer like, yeah, enter. Done.
Got my face looking like Snoop Dogg and Baby Boy with that window rolling down. I'm coming for everybody. But you know what? I'm just not gonna hold this. I'm not gonna sit up here and I'm not going to hold the seat like this all the time. Notice I said all the time. I'm gonna create two appended bodies. I'm just gonna have to do it. I'm gonna have the order of the window vane. Where I'll be the grand weatherman, And since Dixon wanted to go ahead and say that I was also affecting time, I'm going to have to go ahead and create the magical order of the Ouroboros, where the jewel is the time stone from Doctor Strange.
Boy's going to be late for everything.
You can leave 4 hours early. You ain't getting nowhere. That's 20 minutes away once he starts. Go ahead and eat that piece of bread. Enjoy it. Enjoy that piece of bread. Go ahead.
Try it. What's that, Domino's? Got it.
And if you get the image of Dr. Strange doing that with his hands and changing the time stone, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's done.
If you get this, you already know what's coming.
You already know. You see that Dr. Strange looking at you like, it's a wrap. Done.
That's for sure.
But it's all fun and games. If any grand body would like to invite me to their session, I will bring the crew. We'll come as a whole package, so that way we can show you brotherly love, you know, relief and everything, and show y'all that Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to mess with when it comes to this food and this weather. But yeah, man.
I know one thing. We're going to Colorado next few years. We gotta go to Colorado. What's his name, brother? Stanley is the Grand Junior Warden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely want to go meet him in person.
So you know it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy when he becomes Grandmaster.
I'm excited. I have to see
big that. Shout out.
I'm excited to and proud for brother Stanley Brooks. I fear for y'all's jurisdiction.
Yeah,
man.
But when I say we all talk to him online at one point or another, but that, he's a good brother, man.
Yeah, man, he's the best, man.
Strong brother.
I would say he is one of the few brothers who is in more houses than James Scott.
Bro, he won.
He had everything.
He won.
I'm gonna go to the internet. Hang on, let me.
Yeah, you gonna need to.
Internet just exploded when you said that, so it's gonna be a little while. Internet died out when you said that.
Everything from Masonry to Oddfellows to the
Oddfellows, Sigma.
Sigma. I'm like,
he won.
He got a whole nother wallet just for dues cards.
Bruh. Okay.
He does.
And he's a grand officer in every house.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm like,
that's something else, man.
He's awesome. I'm gonna make sure that he knows that I'm telling him that he's awesome, because I don't need my face to be a meme on Facebook again.
Yeah.
He's the only brother I know that has that, where his facial expressions have become memes.
Yeah. I'm trying to get to that
big level. Shout out to
Stan. One photo with him, just one.
Yeah. Oh no, level. You got the one. That's another thing. Well, since I've known James Dixon, he has that picture with the table for the seasonings. Nobody has been able to guess the seasonings. We still haven't, man. Since 2013, and nobody has figured out.
You guys as Freemasons, if anything, the signs are there. That's why they're arranged like they are. The signs are there, and you won't look at it. I keep telling you, don't overthink it. Think about what you learned in Freemasonry. It's right. You're looking at it.
I'm trying to see, but you won't. The ritual. I'm saying, trying to see.
I'll help you off of here. I'll help you out.
I have
here. We can discuss done, it, but I'll help you out.
I've done everything short of send it to a forensic investigator to figure this thing out, man.
it's difficult, but believe me, it's only three things, but you'll see.
But what's gonna be so kidding? We're gonna find out what the seasons are. We're gonna be so mad because there's a table full of who has star anise, who uses that stuff, right? It's on the table. If I find out it's salt, pepper, vinegar, I'll be pissed.
I would be angry if that was it, but it ain't. So just heads up.
He gonna have some things, some weird off the wall things like essence of apricot juice or something.
Okay, yeah.
I'm telling you now, it's all in front of me. It's all in front of me. I am sitting in the perfect position for it, and I am giving you the answer. That picture was taken on purpose for that reason, and if you look at it close enough, the three are there. But you have to really look. It's not different.
No joke, about 5 years ago, there was an Instagram page that wanted you to submit some of the world mysteries, and I literally submitted that picture.
You should.
They hit me back, and they laughed. I was like, since 2013, we've been trying to figure out what seasonings he uses in his barbecue. They laughed so hard. They called me. They laughed so hard.
Somebody figured it out. There's only two people that actually know.
I bet Dana's one of them. Shout out Big Dana.
I wish, but no. There's two people that know. And one of them will be taking it with him to the grave.
Because he's going to make sure they go before he does. That's dark. Mm-hmm.
dark. Things happen, just saying.
Now they're going to think that all the conspiracy theories with Mavis isn't true. See, that's how we get. Well, that's why we can't have nice things.
That's why we can't have nice things, but again.
Insert ominous tone.
You'd be amazed at what they asked me here. Yeah. I'm so afraid of the dark. That's why we're trying to bring you to light. Don't be afraid. Y'all see how that works?
Inserting the subliminals.
I get that light. Yeah.
I was talking to right before we got on here. Donnie said he wasn't going to make it on because he, you know, Donnie. If there's any other person that got more money than James Dixon, it's Donnie. He the PD.
It's definitely Donnie. Donnie, yeah. Like runs four and five companies. Man, he runs Cricket. He runs T-Mobile. He runs Verizon.
So I agree. He said I'm with that.
He, you know him. He tries to figure out, well, who's close to here? How many hours does it take to get from one location to another? Because he mentioned a place in Houston that does oysters. He does grilled oysters and everything like that. And he says, hey man, we all got to get together down there and do a live food review and eat some of the food. So I'm like,
I'm down.
You know me.
I mean,
outside of the moments, you know, I got to ask if it's keto, and I know for a fact that oysters are. So,
really,
I'll make sure that the weather's nice. But we're, you know, one of the things that I know we've talked about beforehand is doing tours. You know, checking out some of the local eateries and some of the hot spots. Not on no Keith Lee stuff or nothing like that, but just to be, you know, it's going to be us. But I know we would like to have more of the brothers out there with us. You know, the fellowship from brothers from legitimate jurisdictions. And have them out there with us to fellowship, talk, you know, share a good meal, and, you know, just to talk about life and, you know, plan more things. And that's one of the things that I believe that Squares at a Table is. So, you know, we started by Masons, yes, but we wanted to share our passion for food with everyone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got my keto corner. Y'all hush. That's my spot, and I'm happy with it. But I love food regardless. And during this day and age where everything is going crazy, and I mean everything is going crazy, people's minds are going everywhere. One thing that we can do that is universal is everybody can sit around the table. Our moments can go away, the crazy moments can go away, and we can just have a good conversation around the plate. You know,
well, definitely. Whether it
be some decent barbecue or some hamster food for me, because I, you know, it's got to have some special. You know,
you had some lettuce wrap ribs.
I'm done. Somebody does some lettuce wrap ribs. Please post it in the group. I can't see this. If you're not a part of the Squares at the Table group right now, look us up on Facebook. We're going to get the Instagram back on deck so that way we can share images of food locations, great locations when it comes to restaurants for recommendations. Join Squares at the Table. Find us on Facebook. There are going to be some questions that you need to answer because, you know, we didn't have some people join up in there. And you know how the people like post some nasty stuff and stuff that, so we didn't have to wrangle it in a little bit. But join the group. Join the conversation with the food. Share your restaurants. Share your locations. If you got a special dish, put it out there so that way people can see it. I'm going to be putting out my healthy stuff on there too. It's healthy, but it look good. I be eating it.
You know, you just gave me a really good idea too, because again, a lot of the food that I eat, I come on these vessels. I'm inundated with like Greek food, Indian food, Filipino food, Russian food. It's all different types. Now, for all of these years, I've never really, really, really posted. I normally just send it to you guys. But if it's something that I have on there, I'm going to start posting more photos. Like I'll commit to doing that. From the vessels, because they have great chefs, great cooks, everything. It's all done through, I mean, you have to go through customs with everything, so everything's perfectly made and prepared, and it's amazing. Now some of the stuff I may have to ask you brothers for permission to put on, because it's questionable, but again, it's their delicacy. But I would definitely love to start, I'm going to commit to that, just start putting more and more of the things that they have here on the vessels, because it's good. Now, just because I show pictures of cakes and things like cakes and pies, don't mean that I'm eating it. It doesn't mean, see, there y'all go. I didn't do it. Nobody saw me eat it, and none of y'all can prove anything. So I'm just saying, why do I think it's thunder? If I open this window, it's going to be thunder outside. I don't even want to look. I'm not.
Hey, say less. I got you.
I got to get my umbrella, bros.
Thank God I work indoors now.
Oh, don't worry. You got to walk outside. You still
got to
get to the car.
Bro, the crazy thing that happens at my job now, we've had these fire alarms go off, so we all got to walk downstairs and go across the street. And it's nobody's fire. It's always been the water spigots for the fire lines, one of them bursts and it sets off the fire alarm. I'm not giving you any ideas.
I'm just saying, you know what they say, if it's too much pressure in that pipe, you ate some cake and Daniel saw it. That's what they say. That's what they say. You got it? That's what they say.
Hush. They're going to start changing the security protocols. I just got good with their people just now. I'm trying to you blowing my profile, man. I gotta move strategically to make sure that I can ensure equal justice is put out for everybody. Got it. Same thing for y'all too, Grand Lodge, Texas. I'll be watching your posts. See your food.
Oh, can I throw this plug in there?
Go ahead. Yeah.
So I am working on a project right now. It has never been done in Prince Hall Grand Lodge history. We're working on throwing our first festive board. I already have the ceremony. I'm working on a place to have it. And it's going to be a historic event, man. If y'all can come through, man, come through. That's going to be awesome. And shout out to everybody who's been helping me out with this. Austin Lodge number 12, University 1190. Gotta shout out those guys, man. They have been really helpful. And shout out to the Scottish Rite Theater here in Austin, man. They've been really working with me also. So that's coming, man.
That's awesome. I was just sitting here thinking, I didn't want to charge you up on anything, but I guess if you do yours when you do yours and we make it successful, then I could charge you. Then we can have one in Houston, and then the Fort Worth, we can start making that move. Would that be approved by you, or do I have to go run and get a boat?
So what I'm doing is I have the ceremony. We're going to tweak it to fit us. Then we're going to submit it to Grand. Grand will approve it. and that will be an official ceremony for the Prince of Orange County, Texas.
Come through, bro.
Sounds good. I'll definitely second. I'll second.
That's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be great. I can't wait. I got the PTO. I don't mind coming down there and acting and being professional. I said that wrong. Having fun while creating history.
Man, y'all come down here, man. It's gonna be ignorant. It's gonna be ignorant.
It is.
I'll be there.
But I'm not.
Y'all know that they know they can't have us in the same room.
Yeah, the troublemakers.
That after what happened last time, nah. I mean, the place is still recovering. It's going to be okay. But, I mean, that was kind of the default for letting us all in that same place. I mean,
hey, we slip up all the glass, right? Them,
not us.
Yeah. We slip up all the glass, man.
Hey, make sure our wives ain't watching. Hush.
Okay. Look, I'm going to say, I mean, they tried to hit me for the bill for the foundation, but there was nothing I could do about that. Hey. It happened. Let it go.
Okay. It's all right.
I got it. My bad.
You're good. The one thing I didn't want to leave the podcast, because I know we've been on here for a solid hour, and I know with us, man, we can make it a day's worth of event of just fun and discussion. These brothers that are in this group called Squares at a Table are pioneers. Okay. Every last one of us has a potential gift, has a skill set that's been nothing but amazing, for everything from Brother Dixon, you know, from his understanding and his connections and his just expertise when it comes to cooking and every bit about him, to Brother Scott, that's all, man, to where, man, people don't know, they call me a pioneer in some instances, but James Scott right there, that man is responsible for doing a lot of the bridge building when it comes to our jurisdictions in Texas. His name is well known in our jurisdictions, way more than mine, because of the hard work and the good heart that this man has. Donnie, when I say if there's a man who knows how to build a business in a structure or foundation, shoot, man, that man could put it together real quick and make it sound. And then we got Brother Jerry. That's our legal counsel.
Man, look, we ain't never go to jail, man.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Ever.
Hey, we just said something in the group, and James was like, Jerry was like, about that. We like, oh yeah, okay, Jerry.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We don't need to do
Jerry that. Marvel, AKA the fine print. Man, that is Mr. Terms and Conditions, man.
You ain't lying.
Man, already. There's a Michael Ben, man. That's who I got.
Yeah, and if you think that you didn't read it fully, turn the page over. There's some more. And then we got Brother Michael Vaughn, man. Man, when I say ball full of energy, ball full of connections, ball full of resources, and just all over good brother, like every bit of it. I'm like, we're the perfect ingredients that just so happened to come together to make Squares at the Table what it is. I do the health stuff. Yay. I do the health and I control the weather. There we go. That's it. I don't do nothing special. I just do the health and I do the weather. You know. I'm better than Al Roker because I'm global. You know what I'm saying? I'm better than Al Roker.
That's saying a lot because somebody's scared of Al Roker. So,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you got to think about it. If there's bad weather, you just got to think before you do anything else. You be like, who ate something that we're supposed to today?
Hey, man, we'll post it on the inbox just to make sure we're good.
Every single time I do that, I jump on our individual pages. Okay, who had the something non-keto? And then one of y'all to fess up. Normally is James anyway, so we already know. I mean, I'll sit out here again. It's perfect. But then by 9, 10 o'clock, it's raining or storming, and I'm telling you, I just called James. Yeah. What's up? Yeah, and, you know, what are you eating?
And in the moments, I'd be sitting up here watching the post, and I'd be like,
Clear as day. Clear as day.
You know, and every time it's like something that's going on for me outside, it's perfect weather. They're like, yep, it would be Daniel to give himself the best weather out there and not give nobody else. But that's all right, though. Hey, real quick, hold on. Before we do this, everything else that we talked about, the all the pieces of the machine of what we have at Squares at a Table, I got to give a personal shout out and congratulations to James Scott for getting ready to graduate.
I don't know how y'all did this in 4 years, man.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you here.
Man, I appreciate it, man.
Everybody here, some love here, because it's one thing going to school when you're young, but when you're in them 30s, boy, that math ain't math.
It's different. Oh, it's different. Getting up at 6 in the morning to go to work, getting off, and you got a paper to write, man, it is different. It's different, man. Hey, shout out to, man, you guys, man, for keeping y'all foot up my behind. Because there were some days I'm like, man, you know what? I got a pretty good job. I'll be all right, man. I get a phone call like, what you? Nah, player. Finish that paper. Or you would never see a sunny day for the rest of your life. So, yeah, man. I appreciate you guys, man. I love you guys, man, for, man, pushing me through that. Because, man, that was crazy. But we got it done. Congratulations, May 31st at Youngstown State in Ohio. Graduating with my associate's in business management and a certificate in general management. I appreciate y'all, man. That was tough.
Congratulations, bro. Appreciate for real.
Pretty soon. Appreciate you, bro. And pretty soon it's gonna be me next. I'm going back, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But
let's go, man.
But for everybody watching and listening, Squares at a Table. Find us on Facebook. You know, we have lives. Life has been life, and we've been taking care of stuff. I've been wanting to make this happen on the podcast for quite a while, and I'm so happy that we've finally been able to do it. Yeah, folks who are listening just via podcast, yeah, this ain't no healthy talk discussion. This is the Foodies Unite. You understand? And I wanted to let you guys know that there's a place for foodies to have these discussions. Yeah, I'm going to start posting my keto stuff back on there. I still got my affiliates sending me some stuff, so I want y'all to look at some of these things on here. So that way y'all can be healthy. But if you choose to eat your carbs and your pie, then there's them discussions and then post theirs too. But just know.
Just get a dispensation.
I'm watching. Yeah. Say less.
Only person allowed to skip that would be Greg Ortega.
Yeah. Because as soon as I get my new jewels for my grand weather, man, oh boy. I'm making my rounds. Don't eat before the lodge meeting. Because I'm coming. It's gonna be a wrap.
Oh man.
This is the foodie discussion. Y'all check out Squares at a Table. If you're not friends with my boy James Dixon, aka DJ Thumpwell, my boy James Scott, Donnie Yancey, Michael Vaughn, Jerry, y'all find us, send us a friend request, find us in the group. We'll be posting. I got my healthy bit out there. I just wanted to start this new season of my podcast off by making sure I plug my brothers. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to plug my brothers and the awesome things that they do. If you have a restaurant, if you are a caterer, if you cook, post in the group. We want to see what you're making. We want to share, you know, even though we may not be there personally, we want to share the conversation and the love of food with you. You know, we just want to continue to grow this movement. You know, we're going to get some merch together. We have the plan set up. We got the stuff already in the bag. We just going to get the rest of it going because I know we're ready for it. I'm just happy to see y'all, man. I'm happy to see my brothers. I'm happy to talk and laugh with y'all. And lastly, but not leastly, I have to shout out the best fraternity in the world outside of, Freemasonry. Outside of Freemasonry, of course, I have to shout out the best fraternity in the world. It is Phi Beta Sigma.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, Alphas. Yeah, y'all there. Q's, everybody. D9. All right, cool. But we're the best. We're a fraternity at first, and y'all know we got better history. I'm just saying. Shout out to the Alpha Zeta Sigma chapter here in Tyler, Texas.
They already
these
know.
Texas Sigmas, the I-20, the I-20 Sigmas. So shout out to the home team.
James. Big shout out to Sigma Kappa Sigma, Round Rock Sigmas, well, Wilson County Sigmas, aka I-35 Sigmas, man. Love y'all boys, man. Go mob. Shout out to my LB, Andrew Black, Fall 20. Natural disasters line. It was raining when I crossed too, man. We ate bad that day. And it rained the whole day.
Oh my God. Somebody knew.
Oh, they definitely knew.
Well, I wanted to make sure I decorated for your return podcast. So trying to go with the spirit and the flow of your podcast. This is the best I can do with short notice. So.
I know, you're perfect. Hey, I got to make sure that I make sure I plug your music too, because Brother Dixon, he made me some theme music for the podcast a while back. And I got it saved here. I'm going to make sure I plug it for my audio. Make sure that I give you your flowers too, because that man does a lot of things other than international commerce. You know what I'm saying? He's known in 15, 16 countries around the world. When they say he's
missing, yeah, he DJing in another country. You like that? You gonna love this.
You gonna love this.
You gonna love it. So to close out the podcast, man, brothers of the Squares at a Table family, man, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for jumping on to join the conversation. Like I said before, if y'all haven't found Squares at a Table on Facebook, look it up. Look it up. It's there. Hold on just a second. Squares at,
all right, working out.
At a Table. That's where it is. Y'all go find it.
Got it.
Y'all go find it. And also, now I'm going to do the thing that the preachers do. If you love the show, and you would like to donate to this wonderful podcast and the content that is about to be created, and even more so these food reviews with Squares at the Table that's about to hit down, you can go ahead and hit that old Cash App right there. It's scrolling on the bottom. It's scrolling right there on the bottom. That's the Cash App.
You can rain
go ahead and donate you can make it rain with some money, or you can make it hail with some change. I don't even care. I'll take it. I'll take it all, but donate to your boy. If you have any questions, if you'd like to know about war content, if you have any questions about what I do, if you have a topic that you would like to have discussed or talked about, or if you'd like to be featured in an episode as a guest for discussion, email me at keto911podcast@gmail.com. I'm on Spotify for podcasters, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Pocket Cast, Breaker. I'm everywhere. I'm on more than nine different streaming platforms. So you can catch this knowledge, you can catch this fun, you can catch this, you know, this information here. And as always, I always close out my podcast by saying this. In time. Y'all messing up. See, you can't take us nowhere. You can't take us nowhere. We gonna be ignorant. But in time, people will forget your face. People will forget the thing. People will forget what you look like, what you smell like, your name, your title, anything outside. But they'll never forget the positive way that you've impacted their life. And when you impact somebody's life positively, that in turn makes you live forever through your actions and your deeds. So again, my name is Daniel. I'm your host, your Keto EMT. Everybody, good night. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.